disciples left their fishing nets. Jesus calls us to leave behind anything that keeps us from a wholehearted devotion to the Lord. So what do we learn for ourselves? Don't despise the small beginnings. Be willing to serve quietly before God entrusts you with public responsibility. God's greatest promotions often begin in the hidden places of obedience. Here's Elisha's story, and Elisha's story confronts us with the question, am I willing to burn the plows? God calls us in the ordinary. He calls us to a radical surrender, and He calls us to faithful service. When we surrender all, God gives us more than we ever dreamed. Jesus said this in Matthew's gospel, in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 29. He said, everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake will receive a hundredfold and will inherit eternal life. That's the call of Christ on your heart this morning. It's the call to salvation, to surrender everything you have and everything you are to Him. He is so much more than what you have right now. He wants to bring eternal life into your heart today. And so I want to encourage you in this invitation that we're about to go into in a moment to surrender your heart to Christ. But there are a lot of us who are here this morning that you're a believer. You know Christ as your Lord and your Savior, but you've been holding on to the plows in your life. You've been holding on to the yokes that are holding you back in the past from going on to the future that God would have you have for you. Great story. You've probably heard this story before, but let me share it with you again. In 1519, the Spanish explorer Hernan Cortes landed on the shores of Mexico with about 600 men. He had a handful of horses, a few small cannons. His mission was bold. His mission was to conquer the vast Aztec Empire. The odds were overwhelmingly against him. The Aztecs had tens of thousands of warriors, and Cortez's men knew the dangers that they faced. Some of his soldiers even began to whisper about turning back. They talked about going back to Cuba, where life was safer and more familiar. Cortez realized that as long as his men had the option to return, they would never fully commit to the mission ahead. So here was the task, the shocking order that he gave to his men. Burn the ships. One by one, the ships that had carried them across the ocean went up in flames. Thick black smoke curled into the sky as his men stood on that beach, watching their way home disappear. There was no going back. They would either move forward and conquer, or they would die trying. History tells us that this radical act galvanized his men. With no option for retreat, they pressed forward with a single-minded determination. And within 2 years, the Aztec Empire had fallen. And we may not agree with Cortez's conquest or his methods, but the principle there is a powerful principle. Sometimes the only way to move forward is to eliminate the option of going back. That's exactly what Elisha did in burning the plows. He destroyed his backup plan. You know, we so often want that backup plan. We want that security net, if you will, below us, that if this doesn't work out, I've always got this to fall back on. He cut his ties with his former life. He made it impossible to retreat to the familiar. Many of us as believers, we keep ships anchored in the harbor of our hearts. Whether it's old habits, or whether it's old securities, or whether it's old comforts that give us a way back when obedience feels too hard. But when God calls us, He asks us to burn the ships, to burn the plows, to cut off anything that would draw us back to the old life. You cannot move forward in full surrender if you're always keeping an eye on the exit door. So let me ask you this in closing. What is God calling you this morning to lay down today? What plows do you need to burn? What do we as a church need to press forward into? Would you surrender today fully to Him? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the example of Elisha's calling, who was willing to leave everything that he had to follow your call upon his life. Lord, we come before you this morning and we confess that too often, all too often, we hold on, we cling to the comforts of life. We cling to the security nets in our life instead of trusting you fully. Lord, I pray that as we've remembered these months about our past, that we have seen your faithfulness throughout the generations of this church. And Father, I pray that that would encourage us to know that you have been with us for these 75 years. And you're not going to leave us hanging out to dry with the future that you have before us. You are going with us into whatever it is you have for us in the future days ahead. Father, I pray that we would trust you fully. Lord, reveal to us any plows in our life that we need to burn. Maybe it's the plow of surrendering our heart and our life to Jesus as Lord and Savior. Maybe it's coming to place our trust in Him this morning to say, "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. I believe Jesus died on that cross, was buried in the tomb, arose from the grave on the third day. Jesus, come into my life and save me and help me to live for you all the days of my life." Father, I pray there would be those who would maybe come forward this morning making that profession, burning the plow of their old life, leaving it behind. No plan B. Father, I pray that there would be those of us who are believers. I pray your Holy Spirit is speaking to some people right now, that you're wanting them to get involved in this church and your kingdom work here at Highland Baptist. Father, there may be some individuals that are already here that you've been speaking to their hearts for a long time about serving in this church, or maybe serving in ministry, in your kingdom work, in missions or somewhere else. Father, I pray that they would come this morning and lay the old plows of their life before you and burn it there before you and say, "No return. No return. I'm following you, Lord. I'm not turning back." Lord, may our lives be wholly devoted to you so that others may see Jesus in us. We ask these things this morning in the precious and the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. I want to invite you to come this morning in this invitation. We're going to stand and sing, "I've Decided to Follow Jesus." Have you decided to follow Jesus as we stand, as we sing? Number 305, will you make your way and come? Brother Mike.
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. no turning back, no turning back.
Amen. You can be seated for just a moment. Brother Mike's going to share some announcements and maybe some others. Brother Mike.
Want to emphasize you taking your bulletin and seeing what's actually in there for the coming weeks. Ms. Rima, you have something you want to share first.
Good morning, church. Today, September 7th, begins our annual week of prayer for Tennessee Missions. It will continue throughout this week. And today, as we begin this week of prayer, our missions team will be at our exit doors today, asking you to take home a prayer guide and to use it each day. There's a little short scripture verse and focus needs of the 8 target areas that our Tennessee missions trust to cover here in Tennessee. Throughout this month, we will be collecting the offering for Golden Offering for Tennessee Missions. Our goal is $4,055, and you might think, why that? That was the amount that we collected last year, and our missions teams knows that we can do even more to share the gospel here in Tennessee. For each $500 that is given toward our goal, we're going to put in a little state of Tennessee that focuses one of the 8 target areas. We'd love to have this poster filled up with the great state of Tennessee borders there. Please pray this week. Take a prayer guide home with you and spend a few minutes knowing that as we pray, as we give, God calls us to go as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rima. Emphasis too on something that we thought differently, but on September 28th, when we have our 75th anniversary celebration for the church, the lunch that's after will be catered, so it will not be covered dish like I had assumed that it, or we had assumed that it was. So it will be catered. Just piece of information there. Amy Jackson, continue to remember her. She's still taking treatments, and you still need to continue remembering her in prayer. The other thing, Tommy Griffin has surgery on the 26th. Need to remember him continually. Brian Tate has a foot doctor appointment this week. Continue to pray for him with that. Also, again, emphasis on the bulletin, the Prime Timers Tuesday and the security training September 13, and the sign-ups out here on the board. So anything else? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today praising you for your power and your glory and for your love for each of us. Well, we pray that each of the things that have been mentioned and each of the undertakings that we have this week will be pleasing to you, and we will thank you for the blessings. We pray for those that have been mentioned that need you in a special way, that are looking at doctor's visits, surgeries, recoveries, and Lord, we pray that you show yourself in that situation, and we'll watch you work. Lord, thank you for this service. Thank you for the baptisms, and we look forward to more of them as we grow your kingdom. Lord, go with us as we leave here, that we take the blessings and your love outside the shadow of this steeple into our community. We love you. Talk later. In Christ's name, amen.